of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Police agencies across the Northwest want to recruit more women, and we're highlighting these women who protect and serve for their dedication, bravery, and achievements of women in public safety.
PPB Sergeant Joanna Buck is the organizer of the third annual Women in Public Safety event that's happening this weekend here in Portland. We talked about why she got into law enforcement and how she encourages more young women to consider it a career.
I was originally raised in Los Angeles, California, and initially I didn't like police officers. That took a turn when I did an internship at the Long Beach Police Department, and I was exposed to the calls that police officers did. And that inspired me because I saw the interactions and the actual change that they had from a day-to-day call. So that inspired me to look into law enforcement.
People sometimes say they don't like the police because they're just intimidated, because they look at them as, you're here to get me in trouble, not you're here to help me or solve a problem.
Yes, 100%. And that was the case. I grew up in a predominantly Hispanic area, so a lot of immigration issues came up. So we were intimidated, and it was just the negative news from police interactions back in the 80s and 90s in the area I grew up in. So yes.
So what would you say to people, especially, you know, like younger people who haven't had interactions with officers? You know, how do you do that? How do you approach them?
I would encourage people to approach officers, obviously, in a calm demeanor. But after calls, if they see an officer driving around, flag them down. That's what we get paid for. Community outreach and interactions are huge for our officers.
Police officers, along, you know, with like firefighters and paramedics and doctors, a lot of times called heroes. You know, how do you react when someone says, oh, you're a hero?
Oh, I mean, it's a little embarrassing because we get paid to do this job, and it's something that comes out of our heart. It's compassion and something. It's like a rewarding career that makes me feel like I have a purpose.
And advice to young women who might want to do what you're doing.
I would encourage them. I can tell you that it is intimidating. And as a young mother, I had my son at 17, thinking that I didn't have a future in anything because that's what I was told growing up, unfortunately. So I would encourage them to be brave and try something that they didn't think was possible. And they'd be surprised and look back and be thankful that they had changed. And I would highly encourage them to come to the event that we're hosting, the women, because they'll be from all of the Northwest. We're going to have agencies from Washington and Oregon. And
myself included, I'm kind of a pacifist type. And I always think, I would never make a good cop. I wouldn't be tough. And I think that's something that maybe I don't know that I'm tough enough, and that you learn on the job, too.
Yes, 100%. And a lot of the times people also think the physical abilities, which we will have a ORPAD, which is a physical test that we require for you to get hired, that someone can try. So again, just the Women in Public Safety event will be Saturday, March the 16th at the Portland Training Division. We're asking people to bring their identification since it is a closed facility. We're going to have a fire truck, AMR, we're going to have canines, and mostly women in public safety. So I encourage you to come out, run the ORPAD if you feel like you want to, and ask all the questions, and hopefully you apply.
That's our KXL Everyday Hero. Lovely people, and we appreciate the jobs they do, that's for sure, with the Portland Police Bureau.